Meow.
Is it sound as it pussyfoots around? The mice tried to bell it. Now you can try to spell it. The first word is cat.
Meow.
Spell cat.
I'm the word one. Spell my name right, or I'll come to haunt you in the middle of the night. Spell one.
It's the color of a radish, the color of a rose, the color of a Rudolph the reindeer's nose. It's the throat of a ruby-throated hummingbird. Red, spell red, our very next word.
The very next thing you have to do is spell the word for the number two. Spell two, spell two. God bless you.
I left my dog sitting on a log, but when I came back later, the log turned out to be an alligator. Chomp,
yum,
chomp, chomp. Spell dog.
Six, spell six. Don't whimper and whine. Whimpering is definitely out of line. Six, spell six, and you'll do fine.
I once knew a chap with a pointy hat. Why wear a pointy hat, I said. Very simple, said the chap as he tipped his hat, revealing his pointy head. Hat, spell hat.
Spell ten, spell ten, and do it on the double. If you can't, you're in big trouble. Spell ten.
What this word is doing in our spooky spelling bee is a very major puzzle meant to me. It's much too nice, far too fine. The word is mom, everybody's Valentine. Mom, spell mom.
Now hear this, now hear this. Every single lass and lad is hereby directed to spell the word dad. Dad, spell dad.
You can hit it, bounce it, bunt it, punt it, kick it around. Never complains, never makes a sound. You can also spell it. Ball, spell ball.
When I threw my hook into the sea, it was my wish to catch a fish.
There was, however, one problem, you see. I didn't catch the fish. The fish caught me. Fish, spell fish.
The very next word in our spelling bee is the word for the product of three times three. Nine, spell nine.
The bear went out on a spooky night. He prayed for the moon to give him light. But the moon man hid And as the bear feared, it got so dark he disappeared. Bear, spell bear.
Carefully, we open the creaking door. And what do we find? The next word to spell is number 4. 4. Spell 4.
I've been told by a little bird that the very next word is bird. Bird. Spell bird.
I think that I shall never see a poem spooky as a tree who stares at me with not all eye, its branches clawing at the sky. A tree which may in summer wear 10 caterpillars, so beware its gnarled bark and ugly frown. What to do? There's just one answer. Chop it down! Tree, spell tree.
I love rocks, I always will. Slate and sandstone give me a thrill. Marble, granite, mica schist, all of them are on my list. But rocks do have a serious lack. They never, ever love you back. Rock, spell rock.
I opened up a book with spooky stories in. Those stories were so spooky, I jumped out of my skin. Book, spell book.
One time as I was traveling, I came to a fork in the road. And though my legs were tired and my back was bowed, a serious question came to mind. How come it's always a fork we find in the road of life, and not once a napkin or a spoon or knife?
Road, spell road.